السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I noticed something in the classroom. Right now, I'm an English studies student, my third year. The difference between being aware of Leisure Day, what I call Leisure Day events, and not being aware of them is like injecting someone with, I don't know, a tranquilizer or a painkiller and having them and forcing them actually to live life that way, like having them going to work or being at class and so on and so forth. Now, that's literally what's happening. And it's what I'm witnessing. وَلَا فَخْرٌ, as we say. There's nothing to be proud of about that. So, I want you to put into mind that we are actually in the latter days. What's that? A lot of people are familiar with that. A lot of people know what that means. And so, latter days referred to the last couple of thousands of years, or less, actually. It's not in thousands. I made a mistake, actually. Talking the hundreds of years left before Judgment Day, and that's actually according to the fourth caliph of the Ahmadiyya community, Hazrat Mirza Tahir Ahmad, rahimahullah. With that being said, let's explain the term further. So there are a couple of points that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned. So there are prophecies, lots and lots of prophecies, and most of them have happened, have taken place. These fulfilled prophecies are a witness on the truthfulness of His Holiness. And subhanAllah, like, let's first look at what's called the Dajjal, the Antichrist. So in the Ahmadiyya community, in the Jama'ah Ahmadiyya, or in this sect of Islam, we believe that the Dajjal, or the Antichrist, is not a person with a blind eye, because that makes no sense. As just a couple of months ago, came across what the head, or the founder actually, of the Ahmadiyya community, the promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, peace be upon him, said about these types of stories. He said, literally, you can scare children to sleep. You can scare them to sleep with these stories. And let alone fool sane adults, or just people in general. So I digress. The idea of the Antichrist not being a person removes hundreds and hundreds of years of lies, lying. So there are what the layman, or I'm not gonna ridicule anyone. So what people generally, I'm just saying this because people really don't know. They are astray spiritually, they're misguided. So the idea of having no anchor, it's kind of scary actually. You see people doing all sorts of things just to be verified. And that's a whole debate. The latter days, as Prophet ﷺ said in multiple ahadith, multiple sayings of His Holiness about, for example, the type of people that will live in these days, what their actions will be, what their thoughts will actually be. He talked about the state of the world in these days, and this is so important to know. I can't emphasize it enough. People call this al-ma'lum min ad-din. So this is necessary. It's obligatory. I can't pronounce it right, sorry. So it's an obligation. You can actually say that, because your life depends on it. Your sanity depends on it. Your health, your money, everything depends on knowing these facts. These times that we're living are called the latter days, because just imagine that Allah Azza wa Jal will gather al-awwalin wal-akhirin, that all the people who have been created, all the people who have been who died. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of people gathered in a massive, scene that's been talked about in all books, all sacred and non-sacred scripture. It's immense. And this fact that the judgment day will be a shock, will be devastating, it would be huge, that the state of things, how people think, how people act and react, how the world works, all of this will change, how the world walks, actually, if you come to think about it, because scientists now say that Earth is a creature of some sort. It is alive, unlike every planet and the solar system, or in space in general. So, subhanAllah. If you can find these hadith, and I'll do my best to gather them, because I know a handful of them. Thank God they are available. MashaAllah. So, yeah. You can see, for example, this hadith, which has about Son of Mary, Jesus, but not the false interpretation of this thought or this concept, that Jesus, peace be upon him, will descend in these days with his physical body. No, that's wrong on any in multiple levels. It's wrong from any angle you might look at it. Intellectually, spiritually, it just alleviates the thinking gift we got from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, about the descendants of Jesus, we say that in our jama'ah, in our community, in our Ahmadiyya community, we believe that the founder of this holy community is the promised Messiah. Now, the Quran, if you look at the Quran, you would never find anything that contradicts the mind, contradicts reality, unless it is supernatural by, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, whenever he wants something to happen, all he does is he gives the order and it happens according to his word. It's called the word of Allah, the word of be. كلمة كون. So be it. and Jesus, peace be upon him, was created with this, with his Allah's word, which is kun fayakun, be, that like that's an order. That you have never heard of a son being born without a father, but that happened. He's a prophet, and he, peace be upon him, as our beloved prophet of Islam said, he lived 120 years. He died in Kashmir. That's a long story. So I want to conclude the topic. Being aware of all of this gives you what is called in Islam, or in Arabic actually, al-basira. It's a great gift from Allah that you will never have, will never achieve without His help, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's been a prayer that a lot of people ask, because you would see it as this. If you don't have basira, you would be deceived. You would follow the Antichrist. And people think the Antichrist, as I said, is a person. It's not. The Antichrist is a nation. That's what the Jama'ah Ahmadiyya came with. It revolutionized the way, it revolutionized Islam. And as we all know, sorry, again, Islam is the best, ultimate best religion if applied, and the application process involves following certain rules. So for example, when you look at the Jama'ah Ahmadiyya, you see for example our literature, when you see our founder, peace be upon him, the way he used to debate with Christians, with the Sikh, with Hindus, and I have never seen or heard about any person doing that in his time or way before. I have never heard of him. And guess what? There was actually no other person meant to have that type of authority, you would say. There was no other person who was meant to embody that figure, the Mahdi. I'm talking about the Mahdi, the promised Messiah. So he was the one and only promised Messiah. He died, and there have begun the what we call the Khalifa, Nidam al-Khilafa, the Caliph system, the Khilafa system. So the in simple terms, it is a system stands on having successors. That's it. Now we have the fifth Caliph, may Allah be his aid. And that's a lot. I mean, yeah, I know that's a lot of things to digest, especially if you've never heard of the Ahmadiyya community. And I bet if you are in the United States or anywhere in the world, there are actually mosques and places of worship, yeah, where you can find our beloved brothers Ahmadis. If you are fortunate enough to attend an annual gathering or an annual event in any place in the world, there was the Turkey Jalsa. It's called the Jalsa Salana, imported from the Urdu word. Salana means annual. It was the UK Jalsa Salana. It was immense. I'm talking about 40,000, 50,000 people attending the event, and for 3 days, and feeling, mashallah, great level of spiritual satisfaction, And subhanAllah, even for the people who have never heard of all of this that I'm telling you, they go there, they say that something has led them to attend these events, and they get like they just in our language we say they hit the jackpot. I'm talking about finding this sect of Islam and actually accepting it, because you can find it, but you can fight it. You can do that, but if you choose the opposite, which is the most logical thing to do, after reviewing, because myself, I myself had an experience with the Jama'ah, which I really want to dedicate maybe a talk or something like that about it. Because finding this path is the ultimate goal, trust me. There are 72 sects in Islam. They are all going to according to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kulluhum fi an-nar. They are all in hell or hellfire, except the Ahmadiyya community. And we are actually, I'm not gonna emphasize this enough. This is the pride that Umar radiallahu anhu, al-Khalifa al-Rashid, said that we. نحن قوم عزنا الله بالإسلام إذا ما ابتغينا العزة بغيره بغير ولا بغير الإسلام أذلنا الله. That we are the type of people who Allah Azza wa Jal have made us proud because of Islam. If you as a Muslim decided to be proud of your origins or be proud of whatever thing other people are proud of, then humiliation is waiting for you. And I tried that. I've been doing all sorts of things. I've been making music for a really long time. I've done all, like, alhamdulillah, I haven't done anything bad, like drugs and all of that. Like, that's one. I know a lot of our brothers who have been there, and now they're Ahmadis, like tell me about it, subhanAllah. They're mashallah. Allahumma barik. God bless. So that's it. Visit, for example, alislam.org and watch the NTA.tv or just NTA channel. It's on NTA.tv or NTA International on YouTube. Just type. And this is like a guru tutorial. Yeah, I've been there. So thank you so much for listening and have a good time.